innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia. Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Good evening. To present the main news, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Mpratel launches iHub in advancing Zambia's digital transformation. Ministry of Health announces registration of a long-acting injectable antiretroviral ARV for HIV prevention. In international headlines, Moroccans on Thursday marked 50 years since the Green March. And in sports, Zambia under 17 boys march against Honduras, not easy. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health has announced the registration of a long-acting injectable antiretroviral ARV for HIV prevention, known as Lenacapavir, by the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, describing it as a major milestone in Zambia's fight against HIV. Speaking during the announcement in Lusaka, the Minister of Health, Elijah Muchema, says the approval of Lenacapavir reaffirms the government's commitment to ending HIV as a public health threat by 2030 through the introduction of innovative and highly effective prevention technologies. Dr. Muchema has explained that Lenacapavir is administered once every 6 months and provides protection from HIV infection for the same duration, and says the milestone builds upon the earlier introduction of another long-acting injectable ARV, Cabotegravir, launched in February 2024. The minister attributed the achievement to the visionary leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema, whose government continues to champion investments in health, innovations and public health advancements. Dr. Muchema commended ZAMRA for the efficient and timely regulatory approval, saying it demonstrates Zambia's readiness to fast-track safe, high-impact medical products without compromising quality or safety standards. He recalls that on 24th September 2025, while attending the UN General Assembly in New York, he joined former US President Bill Clinton in announcing a negotiated price of $40 per year for the six-monthly ARV. Mpratel Zambia has successfully launched the iHub at the University of Zambia School of Natural Sciences with a view of advancing Zambia's digital transformation and innovation. Speaking during the launch, Ministry of Technology and Science Permanent Secretary Brilliant Habenzu says the launch marks a milestone in a country's journey towards a beautiful, resilient, inclusive and technology-driven economy, and that the launch is not in isolation as it is anchored on Zambia's collective aspiration as articulated in Vision 2030. Dr. Habenzu says technology and innovation policy underscores the importance of research-industry collaboration, as well as the creation of innovation hubs that nurture creativity and entrepreneurship among the young people. He says what we are witnessing today is a practical and result-oriented partnership between Mpratel Corporation. Through their robust digital infrastructure, the iHub becomes more than a physical space, as it is a national platform for innovation, development and problem solving.
I'd like to join you this morning for the official launch of the Innovation Hub, iHub, here at the University of Zambia. This event marks yet another milestone in our country's journey toward building a resilient, inclusive and technology-driven economy. On behalf of the Minister of Technology and Science, Honorable Felix Simutati, MP, allow me to extend heartfelt congratulations to the University of Zambia and Infratel Corporation Limited for this transformative collaboration that blends academic excellence with practical technological innovation. Ladies and gentlemen, this launch is not taking place in isolation. It is anchored on Zambia's collective aspiration as articulated in Vision 2030.
Meanwhile, UNSA Vice Chancellor Mundia Muya says the launch is a transformative chapter in the university's history and in Zambia's broader journey towards digital transformation and knowledge-driven development.
The idea of the triple helix has been around for many, many years. When you see countries that have moved very rapidly within one generation, they've risen from third-world countries to industrialized economies because there's direction from government, very heavy support, which universities to turn ideas into usable products. And the industry has also been involved. So the triple helix is very key. So the establishment of the iHub responds directly to the cited national priorities and the challenges. For this reason, I express my sincere gratitude to Infratel for chair and the CEO for partnering with us and for funding our initiative. Very important. Through this partnership, we are building an ecosystem that is structured, coordinated, and results-oriented.
And Infratel Chief Executive Officer Evans Slavwe says the launch is a commitment, a discipline, and a national responsibility to embrace technology through deployed digital infrastructure based on telecommunication towers that across all the 10 provinces. He says the iHub is a platform and digital solution that supports both government and private sector services.
But today, we are here to build something deeper, a culture and capacity. That's what we are trying to do together with the best of the minds in the country. Guest of honor, sir, for us, this innovation goes beyond an addition to our infrastructure portfolio. It is our research and development arm as Infratel, the place where Infratel will continually learn, adapt, and advance as technology evolves. Ladies and gentlemen, around the world, the most innovative telecommunications and technology companies have learned a profound truth, which is that if you want to stay ahead of the future, you build with academia, because universities are where new ideas are born.
Governance and human rights advocate Noel Chisebe has welcomed the proposal to allow optional lump sum retirement benefits for NAPSA contributions. Speaking to OneLove Radio News, Dr. Chisebe says the move is a significant step towards economic freedom and respect for the rights of Zambian workers. He says the proposal means that workers will have the freedom to choose how they want to receive their retirement benefits and that they can have a monthly or a partial lump sum withdrawal, giving them the flexibility to invest, build, or start anew.
This proposal means that workers will have the freedom to choose how they want to receive their benefits. They can opt to have a monthly pension or partial lump sum withdrawal, giving them the flexibility to invest, build, or start anew. This is a significant departure from the current system where workers are restricted from accessing their own money. This proposal has the potential to unlock capital into local communities, support entrepreneurship, and promote asset ownership.
South Zambia, in collaboration with Anura Partners, has equipped 22 young women with entrepreneur skills at a 4-day bootcamp training held in Lusaka. South Zambia Executive Director Linganji Nanyangwe says the bootcamp has been a transformative entrepreneurship bootcamp for young women under the Gender Equal Economies Initiative. She states that at SRHR Africa Trust, SAT, they have understood that they cannot speak about health rights or empowerment without addressing the economic realities of young people, as for many young women, economic independence is the foundation upon which they build their confidence, make decisions about their health and well-being, as well as participate meaningfully in their communities.
We found that you cannot speak about rights if people are hungry, or if people don't feel confident. that they will have a future where they can take care of themselves and their children as well. So we came up with what we're calling the 2026-2030 strategy. And this strategy has identified work preparedness and economic participation as pillars, okay? Pillars for gender equality, pillars